Daily Meditations of Pope Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The way of knowledge that leads to God. Thinking and living are no longer separable when man confronts the ultimate questions. Augustine portrays this connection dramatically in the story of his conversion. He speaks of the misguided patterns of a life that is completely oriented to material things. He speaks about his attempts to break loose and to clear a path to God, to the God who acts, and he compares this with the situation of someone who is dreaming, who is trapped in his dream, who tries to wake up and break loose, and yet sinks back again and again into the world of dreams. He describes how he hid himself behind his own back, so to speak, and how God brought him out of his hiding place through the word of a friend, so that he had to look himself in the face. New knowledge should be accompanied by a renewed life. Therefore, the ancient church regarded conversion to the faith as a new life companionship, in which new experiences and interior progress become possible for him. The way of knowledge that leads to God and to Christ is a way of living. In biblical language, in order to know Christ, it is necessary to follow him. Only then do we learn where he lives. To the question, "Where are you staying? Who are you?" he always gives the same answer, "Come and see." The disciples were able to give a different answer to the question about Jesus than men in general did, because they lived in fellowship with him.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com.